Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurologic report on patient Stephen, PAGLIUCA. His address is 1155 PEASE Road, number 501, Yuba City, California, 95991. Phone is 530-300-6016. ID XXXXX4837. Date of birth 9/13/1952. 72-year-old. Single man. Insurance is Blue Shield of California. Pharmacy is its primary insurance is Palmetto GBA J1 all capitals MAC. Secondary insurance is Blue Shield of California. Pharmacy is Bel Air Pharmacy, 530-755-9917. Primary insurance is Medicare. Secondary insurance is Blue Cross / Blue Shield. New paragraph. His referring physician is Dr. Ronald J. Hart, H-A-R-T, M-D. Family practice at Family Health and Wellness, 1085 Gray Avenue, Yuba City, California, 95991-3207. Phone is 530-755-1007. Fax 530-755-1711. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of degenerative dementia. The date of this is 10/9/2025. Dear professional colleagues, Stephen, PAGLIUCA, was seen today for neurological reevaluation following his initial appointment on August 12, 2025. He gives a history of cognitive impairment. New paragraph. He completed the NIH quality of life questionnaires. Showing moderate symptoms of depression. Mild symptoms of cognitive dysfunction with symptoms of disorganization, placement recollection, scheduled tasks, word recollection, retention of novel learning, reduced clarity in thinking, sluggish thinking, reduced attention, reduced concentration, difficulty with task initiation, difficulty with decision making, and trouble planning. He had some symptoms of emotional and behavioral discontrol. He had mild to moderate symptoms of reduced positive affect and well-being. He had vacillating symptoms of chronic fatigue, including being too tired to do household chores, starting activities, needing to rest during the day, he reported mild to moderate reduction in his satisfaction of social roles and activities. He reported up to moderate reduction in his satisfaction with typical social roles and activities. Reduced ability to participate in social roles and activities. There were no symptoms of reduced function in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph. Laboratory testing showed normal heavy metal panel in the urine. Dementia biomarkers. Showed a borderline elevated hemoglobin A1C of 5.7. Elevated triglycerides and insulin resistance. Pre-diabetes. pre-diabetes at 5.7% hemoglobin A1C. He had absolute insufficiency of vitamin B5, but vitamin B3 was preserved, as was vitamin B12 with a normal vitamin B6 level. The amyloid beta 42/40 ratio in the plasma was normal. The MR brain with and without contrast completed at Sutter Health imaging in Yuba City on August 12, 2025 for dementia evaluation showed generalized parenchymal volume loss greater than expected for age, but no hydrocephalus. Mild confluent and scattered foci have increased T2 flare signal in the white matter tracts bilaterally suggested old microvascular ischemic changes. With normal, no abnormal enhancement or signal changes, the pituitary gland was normal. There was mild paranasal sinus disease. New paragraph. He was referred and completed the PET CT AMYVID Alzheimer's dementia imaging CT imaging for Alzheimer's evaluation. Subparagraph. The scan was found to be negative, indicating sparse to no neuritic plaques. Subparagraph, this is a negative evaluation for Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. Gave a past medical history of hernia, but nothing else. Systematic review of systems showed a history of varicose veins, rhinitis, and itching of the eyes, tinnitus, sinus problems, sneezing, and visual flashes. He had a history of constipation, heartburn, hemorrhoids, indigestion, diarrhea, rectal bleeding. He reported depression, forgetfulness, numbness, and loss of sleep. His surgical history was positive for donated left kidney, hernia surgery, right trigger symptoms in the thumb, and the left knee. His family history was positive for Alzheimer's disease. Both his mother and father were deceased at 93 and 87. Overall family history was positive for arthritis, cancer, diabetes, hypertension, but no history of asthma, bleeding tendency, convulsions, heart disease or stroke, other serious illness, tuberculosis, or mental disease. Education, he reported 2 junior college degrees. Social history, he's single, rarely takes alcohol, 1 drink a month at the most. He does not use recreational substances. He is not living with a significant other. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. He is retired. He gives a history of asbestos exposure in the past. New paragraph, serious illnesses, none reported. No history of fractures, concussions, loss of consciousness, or other serious injuries. New paragraph, operations, he's never had a blood transfusion. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, he reports reduced concentration and tinnitus. Head, he denied a history of neuralgia, unusual headaches, fainting spells, blackouts, or similar family history. New paragraph, neck. No symptoms reported. Upper back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders. He has a history of rotator cuff tear with numbness, intermittent pain. He's waiting on surgery. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, he has a history of numbness that's improved with, quote, time, unquote. This is most noticeable when resting. Tingling resolves in a period of time. He denied a history of weakness. Male genital urinary. He reports a reduced force of urinary stream and has a history of testicular pain or swelling. history of personal safety. He lives alone. He has an advanced directive. He denied exposures to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. Sexual function, denied. Skin, he reports some abnormal pigmentation. Neck, he reports stiffness, occasional difficulty turning his neck, relieved by time, remains local. Stiffness in his neck, it will occasionally lock and be very tight. Denied swelling or tingling. Upper back and arms. Muscle spasms. Some stiffness. Radiating from the shoulder blades to the neck. Middle back. No symptoms reported. New paragraph, he completed a power of attorney for advanced health care directive. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Stephen Pagliuca has clinical symptoms of some cerebral degeneration that appears to be due to ischemic microvascular disease. New paragraph. He has evidence of cerebral atrophy without findings of Alzheimer's plaque disease. New paragraph, underlying exposed symptoms include depression, and fatigue. New paragraph, laboratory testing discloses nutritional insufficiency to vitamin B5 recommendations. Therapeutic treatment with a general men's vitamin for men over 50 containing vitamin B5 should be initiated and then followed with cognitive follow-up. New paragraph. With his history of fatigue, I had him complete the comprehensive sleep disorders testing, and he reported an Epworth sleepiness scale value of 10, which is elevated. The fatigue severity scale was a total score of 27. Indicating mild to moderate symptoms of fatigue. New paragraph. He gave a clinical history of diagnosed sleep apnea. Having been tried on both CPAP and BiPAP therapy, but having equipment difficulty. New paragraph. He reported trouble sleeping at night, being sleepy all day, and having mild nocturnal insomnia. He reported essentially normal sleeping habits, but delayed sleep onset, multiple naps during the day, feeling groggy afterwards. He reports dreaming a few times per week. He feels drowsy in the morning when he wakes up. He has been told that he has some evidence for bruxism and may have had a dental appliance in the past. New paragraph. He had sleep talking as a child, reports vivid dreaming, sometimes frightening dreams, no enuresis. He has messy bed covers in the morning and is a restless sleeper, kicking and poking. Reporting rolling or rocking movements during sleep. Sometimes sudden arousals with muscle tension. Sometimes he awakens early, sometimes he sleeps during the day. Sometimes he has near accidents when driving because of sleepiness. Sometimes he stays up late and gets too little sleep. Typically he retires at up to 12:30 p.m., awakening at 7 a.m., taking 30 to 45 minutes to fall asleep. Drinking coffee once during the day, but no alcohol. He gives a history of possible loud and light snoring. He had a sleep study showing 37 episodes of limb movement, breathing pauses, an episode of sleepwalking in 1971, but no other symptoms. He does not recollect snoring or snorting. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. History of depression and fatigue. New paragraph. Dysomnia with symptoms of insomnia and disruption of sleep, possible sleep apnea, nutritional insufficiency to be treated, recommendations. We'll refer him for medical treatment for his vitamin insufficiency. New paragraph. He may require reevaluation sleep testing and application of CPAP therapy to correct any dysomnia that's detected. New paragraph following this, he should be followed in consideration of his complaints of cognitive impairment. New paragraph. At this time, there is no evidence that he has Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph. Therapeutic treatment of his fatigue, depression, and dysomnia will most likely help improve his clinical symptoms. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation to follow up and send an additional report signed with my professional signature.